not following what I'm saying to you. Maybe you just don't want to hear it.
No, I want to hear it.
A real estate deal on shaky ground.
You sold the house to her. She could no longer make these payments to you. She moved out.
But
I let Miss Lester know that I was in over my head, that I really needed help.
Did she leave empty-handed?
She stripped my house of all of its appliances. Walls she took down, and there's wires hanging. My toilet's gone. My sink's gone.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Liz Lester is suing Christy Hollinger for property damage, back payments, and land fees for a mobile home she was selling her.
Order. All rise.
Case number 427 on count in the matter of Lester versus Hollinger.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat, please.
Ms. Lester, you had a mobile home that was, from what I gather, permanently situated on a piece of land.
Yes.
That you did not own.
Correct.
What I gather, you pay a certain rental fee to rent the land.
Correct.
The defendant, according to you, agreed to purchase the home.
Correct.
And she was going to purchase the home and make installment payments to you lasting over several years, 7 years,
seven
I think.
Years.
Your claim is that she lived in the home for several months. She advised you she could no longer make these payments to you. She moved out.
She lived in the home for over a year and was evicted by the park for non-payment to them.
So she lived there for a year,
two years.
Probably. And during that time, she did not make certain payments.
Correct.
Not only didn't she make payments to you, but she didn't make payments on the land.
Correct.
One of the things that you want is you want the land fees that she didn't pay when she lived there, because the land company now has a lien against your trailer. Does it have a lien?
They don't have a lien. They basically won't let me sell it until the money that she owes when she was there is paid to them.
Well, then they have to put a lien on it.
Basically, they said that they
said... basically. Don't
well,
tell
they
me what
me
they said.
Well, they sent me abandonment papers somewhere.
Don't tell me what they said.
Okay.
That's hearsay.
Okay.
What I'm telling you is, if they don't have a lien, they have nothing. You can sell whatever you like.
They won't let anybody purchase my home. I'm trying to sell it because I've moved on and live somewhere else. And from the time that she moved out, they are now charging me storage fees for the house on top of the space rent since the day she moved out, was evicted.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this question. You said you sold the house to her.
On a contract.
Sold it?
Yes.
Did you repossess it?
She was evicted by the property owners.
I mean, if you sold it and if the...
But she was making me payments.
I understand that. You were like a bank as a mortgage.
Correct.
Can I see the documents that you have? Do you have a mortgage? Do you have something that you filed?
I have a contract.
Not a contract.
Sales contract between me and Christy.
Fine. I'd like to see it.
Also, with the money she owes me on my house, and the time she was there, she never paid a full payment. It was month two, she only paid me $50 payment, and I stretched her payments out so she could afford it to $182.61 a month for 7 years. But she stripped my house of all of its appliances and the walls she took down, and there's wires hanging, and there's my toilet's gone, my sink's gone. I have pictures to show you.
Don't show me any pictures.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out the legalities of this. If a bank forecloses on your house, they can come back against you for certain monies that you owe them. Usually they don't, because it's just more trouble than it's worth if somebody doesn't have any money. So they just sort of mark it off as a bad debt. That's why we got into all the trouble in this country. Okay. I want to know who your witness is.
My witness is Mr. Robert Stevens. He's a friend of mine of 14 years.
He's a friend?
He's a friend.
Do you receive any sort of Social Security?
I'm on disability, yes.
When did you get Social Security disability?
I started getting it like 3 years ago.
The defendant says that you had to sign this document because you had to show Social Security that you had no assets.
Sign what document?
This sale, because there was not a sale of the mobile home. It was really just a rental agreement.
No, you're not allowed to rent in the park where I live, where my house is. Mr. Stevens can testify to that.
I don't want Mr. Stevens to testify to anything, your friend of 14 years.
Okay, but he's helped with my finances on this because it's been so confusing because she's never...
It's not so confusing. It's very, very...
Christy
it's
made
not
it
so confusing.
Confusing.
It's very simple. When you lived there, did you pay all the land fees?
Up until I moved out, yes, ma'am.
Did you? Show me. If you paid the land fees up until the time you moved out?
It's paid through November 1st, 2013.
And why were you evicted?
Because I couldn't pay past November.
Just put it down. You paid the fees for the 2 years you lived there.
Yes, ma'am.
You moved out in November 2013.
My day that I turned in the keys was December 15th, 2013.
So you didn't pay for November?
Correct.
And you didn't pay for December?
Correct.
Okay, so you owe those 2 months?
Correct.
When did you contact the plaintiff and let her know that you were moving out?
I let her know back in May of 2013 that due to my
Your
medical...
Honor, she never let me know. Okay.
Tell me what happened in May of 2013.
I was recovering from my fifth surgery, and my doctor said that there was going to be another one in June. And so I let Ms. Lester know that I was in over my head. I wasn't sure how I could continue to finance the home, that I really needed help, and that I'd contacted a lawyer to find out if there was any loophole, any way for me to get out of the contract, what were my options. And my attorney advised me that because the title was not in my name, that Ms. Lester had to be the one to sell it, or I had to find someone to take over the contract.
So the title never passed to you?
Correct.
So the sale was not really a sale, because when you sell a house, title passes and the lien holder has a lien. In this case, Ms. Lester would have had a lien on the property until the amount was paid, like a bank. So there was never a sale. That's what happens when you have a sale. When you buy a house, title passes to the new purchaser. If you have a mortgage, then the mortgage company places a lien on the property so that another purchaser is not going to buy it thinking it's a free and clear property. But that's what happens when you sell a property.
Yeah.
Title passes.
See, my misunderstanding was the landlord we had back when she purchased it. I talked to them about it because I had never done it before.
Don't tell me what happened. I don't care about misunderstanding. There's no sale.
But she never paid me for my house, so I didn't want to put the title in her name because she'd never pay me and she'd have the title.
Listen to me. Then it's not a sale. Maybe a rental to buy in 7 years when she pays it off, and then she'll get the title. But it's not a sale. Forget it. It's not a sale. It's a rental.
But you can't rent homes in my mobile home park where my house is.
You're not following what I'm saying to you. Maybe you just don't want to hear it.
No, I want to hear it.
Well, I just explained it to you. It's not a sale. A sale requires the passing of title. Title never passed to this mobile home.
I didn't know that I had to put the title in
your name. I'm just telling you. I'm giving you the benefit of my knowledge.
Okay.
Title never passed, so there was no sale.
I didn't know that I had to do that when she was making payments.
What you know or what
know,
you don't know is irrelevant
to me. I know I made that mistake now.
If title doesn't pass to something, there's no sale.
See, I went to the manager at the time, I asked them.
Listen to me. I don't care what you're going to tell me. It's hearsay. I'm telling you what the law is. When title doesn't pass to a car, a house, a boat, a mobile home, there is no sale.
I understand that.
Now, she says that she did not make 2 months' worth of land payments. And what were the land payments?
$785, and that includes water and sewer, Your Honor.
$785 a month?
Yes, ma'am.
But she also had a mortgage, the house payment with me, that she's 8 months behind. And, Your Honor, I have pictures of how she left my house, and it's still sitting with this garbage that she left. That I can't sell my house unless I have the money to. I have 29 people that want to purchase my home. The park will not sign a new contract with a new owner until she pays her past fees. And
past
her garbage is removed.
Her past land fees.
Yeah, and they can't even get a hold of her. She never contacted me that she got evicted or she was
leaving. Her land fees are $1,570.
No, what they did is her land fee is $1,880. It's 2 months and $40 a month late fee, plus they're still charging because she's the tenant to the park.
Tenant anymore.
I know, since they evicted her.
I'm just letting you know, you're getting 2 months worth of land fees when she lived there and did not pay the land fees.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Can I show you some pictures of the damages that she left put on my house?
You can show me whatever you like. This is not a big giveaway. You said the buyer is aware of issues with the windows and siding of the said mobile home and that they may have to be replaced,
because
although the issue is between the landlord of Heritage Park Village and the buyer. In addition, the mobile home is being sold as is.
Yeah. It was in excellent condition. Nothing was wrong with my windows.
How do I know that? Show me pictures of it before.
This is the way it was.
On the day that she purchased it.
This is the way that I had my house fixed up. This is the way it is now.
Not fixed up. That's not what I asked you. On the day that she started to live there. How long did you live there?
17 years.
17 years. I want to see it on the day she moved in.
Okay, I can show you the pictures of what the remodeled rooms that I had just done. This is pictures as when she moved in.
Ms. Lester, this is not happening for you. There's some kind of scam here that
There's
I'm not getting.
There's not a scam, Your Honor.
There is some kind of scam here that I'm not getting. However, you are entitled to your rent, and you're entitled to your land fees.
But she owes me 8 months' worth of her house payment she never paid.
That's my next question.
And damages I have.
Forget it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Where did you sell the stuff to?
I sold it to the pawn shop.
Do you have the slip?
I do not.
Why not?
It's at home.
What do you mean it's at home? Where'd you think you were coming?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Liz Lester says, Christy Hollinger owes for property damage, back payments, and land fees for a mobile home she was selling her.
Now, did you pay your rent?
My payments to her started to fall behind in July.
How many months did you live there without paying her rent? Because you have to pay rent.
If you count through December, 6 months, Your Honor.
And what were your payments?
$182.61.
You are entitled to the money that she was supposed to have paid you. And you are entitled to the money, in my view, for the land fees that she did not pay. She owes you $2,665.66. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I felt sorry for her. She had a son, you know. I fixed the house up. It was totally remodeled. It was really cute, beautiful.
I believe that she tried to help me at some points when it would benefit her.
She caught my kitchen on fire and burnt the stove before she even spent the night there.
Somebody put boxes and turned the burner on by accident when they set the boxes on, so... It's like one of those things, worst luck in the world, first night in the house.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kelter versus Emerson. Step forward.
Tim and Terry Kelter are suing their former friend, David Emerson, for selling their belongings without permission. David says it was his only way to recoup money he loaned to Tim.
Mr. Emerson, how do you know these people?
Actually, I've been best friends with his younger brother over 20 years.
With whose younger brother?
Tim's.
Who gave who $300?
I gave Tim $300.
What did you give him the $300 for?
At first, it was for a 88 Ford Thunderbird.
And then it was just a loan?
Yes, that I found out later on.
Shh, just a second. You're Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get $300 from him?
I got $300 from my younger brother that he gave to him for me, but yes.
And it was some convoluted old car that he wanted, and then that deal didn't go through. So instead of being some convoluted car arrangement, it turned into a loan.
Yes, ma'am.
And according to you, Mr. Kelter, you acknowledge that it was a loan.
Yes, ma'am.
You said, but we didn't have it, right? When he wanted it back.
Yes.
You said he demanded it back. We had just paid all of our bills and we were out of cash. We didn't have it. Now, at some point prior to that, you folks were storing some things at his house. A TV and what else?
It was my TV, PlayStation 3, with two controllers, Bluetooth, stuff like
that. And why were you storing it at Mr. Emerson's house?
It was actually, I was living with my mom. We're in a two-bedroom house. It was a place for me to get away for a minute. I took it over there so I could go over there and get away for a minute, play video games with Mr. Emerson. And then eventually it just, I couldn't get my stuff back. He wouldn't let me have my stuff back.
When did you bring it there?
June of this year.
When did you buy it?
The TV was, I don't know.
The TV was,
Just a second. According to you, you brought over a TV and a PlayStation so you could get away from your mother's house and go and play video games with Mr. Emerson. No. So you brought the TV over, and you brought the PlayStation over.
Yes.
In June of 2013. Next question is a simple one. When did you purchase the TV?
It was 2 years prior.
I don't know. We've had it like 2 years.
Yes.
You have the bill for it?
No, we do not.
When did you buy this PlayStation?
We bought the PlayStation. I was able to get a letter from the corporation. Their records stated we bought it December 12th of 2011.
Can I see that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
And where was the stuff before you brought it over to Mr. Emerson's house?
It was at my mother's house. We had to move. This is why I needed the $300. We went, stayed in a motel room because the landlord wouldn't fix the house. He offered to lend me $300 for 84 Thunderbird, which later I wanted $600. Okay, then...
Then we ended up staying with his mother, and it was him, my husband, David, and my other brother-in-law thought it would be a good idea to put this TV in the other system there so they'd have another TV to play on.
Where are you living now?
Still living at my mother's right now.
Still at your mother's?
Yes, trying to find a house.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When you say I'm a college student and I had bills to pay, you know, the sort of sympathy that I had. And then you tell me that you sold it so you could buy a motorcycle?
Yes, ma'am. It's commuter on cheaper on gas.
Ah, give me a break.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tim and Terry Kelter are accusing former friend David Emerson of selling their TV and PlayStation without their permission.
Okay, you don't deny that the stuff was in the house, that he brought it over there in June of 2013. Do you say that you sold it because he didn't give you back your $300?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your answer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so first thing, Mr. Emerson, I have to tell you, you can't do that.
Okay, it was in my house for over 30 days, which by law in Washington, I was allowed to...
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You mean in the state of Washington, where I assume you went to law school, it says that if property is in your house for 30 days, irrespective of how it got there, it becomes yours. Mm-hmm. So if one of my kids stores some stuff in my basement and they leave it there and it's there for a year, you think I have the right to sell it?
No.
Why?
It's because they're siblings.
What?
Siblings.
No, well, you mean there's an exclusion in the state of Washington for siblings?
I don't know.
Mr. Emerson, you don't deny that the reason it was brought over to your house is that you and Mr. Kelter were playing games with it. It's not that he was storing it there. It's not that he abandoned it. It's mm-hmm. not that he had lived with you and moved out and left the stuff behind. Mm-hmm. He was there for a reason. And the reason you sold it was he owed you this money. He didn't pay you when you asked him for it. You said, well, I'm going to get my money one way or another.
Actually, Your Honor, that ain't how it happened. I actually sent him a text message on March 3rd asking, do you have the money to pay me or should I find other arrangements? He actually sent me a text message that said, let me see if I can dig it out of my beep and I'll get back to you.
Can I show you the text?
Hey!
Yes, sorry.
A day later, he sent me a text that said, nope, I can't find it, sorry.
And?
That's when I sold the stuff. I'm a college student, I had bills.
Who did you sell the stuff to?
I sold it to the pawn shop for exactly
$300. That is not true.
Which pawn shop?
Double Eagle Pawn, Spokane, Washington.
Do you have the slip?
I do not.
Why not?
It's at home.
What do you mean it's at home? Where'd you think you were coming? Do you have the slip from the pawn shop?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'd like to see it.
And it's not for all the property, it's just for the TV. Well, his ex-fiance brought it for us.
Okay. And then bought it for $150.
And Your Honor,
and where's the PlayStation?
That TV was not 2 years old. It was over 4 years.
Where is the PlayStation?
I sold it on Craigslist as a trade.
What did you trade it for?
I traded it along with a welder.
Don't look over there. Look over here.
I traded along with a welder and a shotgun for a motorcycle.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. You know, Mr. Emerson, let me tell you, I don't think that they were right by not paying you back your money. But I'm not crazy about you. You want to know why? Because when you say I'm a college student and I had bills to pay, you know, the sort of sympathy that I had for that. And then you tell me that you sold it so you could buy a motorcycle?
Yes, ma'am. It's commuter on cheaper on gas.
Ah, give me a break. Now, you don't have a counterclaim, which is a real problem. Because if you had a counterclaim, I would award you the $300 on the counterclaim. Because they actually owe you that money. You can't sell his property. I don't think your property is worth $1,100. You don't have receipts for it. You don't have receipts for the TV. But I think it's certainly worth more than $150 for this old TV and PlayStation. So I'm awarding you on your claim $600. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm just glad it's finally over with and done, and I can go home and rest easy.
It's sad that, yeah, we were friends. We've been family friends.
I don't think we're going to stay family or friends. I think we're just going to cut ties and just go our own ways.
It's a big turmoil. He was an uncle to our children, and now he's saying he doesn't want nothing to do with it, and it's sad.
I'm not looking at it the way he is. I still want to be friends.
It's going to take hearts to heal in time.
Today is court date. It's over with after today.